Well, today's reading, and of course, both the first reading and the gospel reading, almost speak of ominous times. And in, the letter to the Ephesians, of course, written quite late in Paul's career in jail and finished by a disciple of his, it's very clear, that there's going to be struggle within the church. And so we see that, this really important passage that sort of sets things straight, that we're going to get trouble not just from human beings, but we're going to get trouble from a whole spiritual battle that is going to be taking place in our midst. And what the author is saying is, put on the armor of faith, put on the armor of light of Jesus Christ, because we are not just dealing with worldly powers. We're dealing with all of these slings and arrows that comes from the evil spirit himself and all of his minions. And they are a powerful bunch who can never ultimately win. And if we make recourse to the power of prayer, they can never ultimately win. But powerful they are. They are very insidious. Their temptations are very exceedingly well done, and those seven deadly sins can just kill you if you just give way to them. And so that he's just being very, very serious that these are the difficulties we're going to contend with. But the Paul and the author, who finished up the letter here to the Ephesians, they are really telling us through the ages. This is much more important message to those who are the disciples of Christ than those who are not the disciples of Christ, because, right, the minute you become a disciple, the minute you allow your faith to matter in your life, the minute you try to spread the faith, that's when you're going to get the slings and arrows of not just outrageous fortune, but of the evil spirit. You become a prime target. And of course, again, we see this truth in advertising. The thanks you will get for your discipleship and your work and your commitment to bringing the kingdom of God in this world is you're going to get a bunch of arrows slung at you, flaming arrows, as a matter of fact, which you better be ready for. But you will be able to deal with them because you, having your faith, will be able to use the power of prayer, which will become the power of the Holy Spirit to deflect them. You will be able to use the Word of God to deflect them. You will be able to use the faith that you have to deflect them. So what essentially the author is saying is, I'm going to tell you right now, you've become Christians. And because you've become Christians, you're not just Christians in name, you've become Christians in your faith commitment. You're going to manifest your faith before others. You're going to try to evangelize. You're going to try to help in this cosmic struggle between good and evil. You can be sure that you're going to get some extra arrows. But fear not. Jesus has already overcome evil. So all we have to do is continue to make recourse to prayer. Lord Jesus, I place my trust in you. Ingrain that prayer there. In times of temptation, Lord Jesus, I place my trust in you. Because you will be tempted. Absolutely, you will be. I mean, there's nothing, Paul would say, more pleasing to the evil spirit, right, than to topple one of you. And so, of course, yes, but fear not, in times of temptation. Fear not when you feel these anxieties, evil kind of pushing on you and so forth and so on. Just keep saying that prayer, Lord Jesus, I place my trust in you. Or if you have a devotion to St. Michael, St. Michael, right, protect me, St. Michael, defend me. And of course, if you have a devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother Mary, defend me and protect me, right? And of course, the name of Jesus itself, right, is of course, your key protection, the Word of God and the Holy Spirit that comes alive, right, through the name of Jesus is your protection. So in a way, what Jesus is saying, what St. Paul and his disciple who finishes the letter for him is saying to us is, just get ready. When you go into a Christian faith seriously, you're going into a cosmic struggle between good and evil, and you just got to expect that the evil one's gonna try and stop you. And what you have to expect is that the Holy Spirit and the angels of God will support you and defend you. And of course, step right up and get in the battle. It's going to be really messy, but we're going to win. And at the end of the day, that will have made it all worthwhile, eternally worthwhile. Amen.